David, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me this evening.
No problem, Amber, and thanks for having me on this evening. It's great to be on the show.
I'm delighted to have you on. So you're going to talk to us about the SME Confidence Tracker report from BB Financial Services. So it found that Budget 2026 fell short of expectations. So in, I suppose, maybe just for an overview before we get into the main findings, what kind of did businesses have to say, or what were their feelings, I suppose, as found in this tracker report?
Yeah, so just to give you a bit of a background on the survey, BB Financial Services conducted this survey on about 250, you know, Irish SMEs every year. And it covers, I suppose, the four provinces, and it's a broad mix of different sectors. So essentially, you know, the real aim of this tracker report is to get, an on-the-ground temperature check of business sentiment out there. You know, we look at things like the opportunities and investment plans for accessing finance, some of the cash flow pressures, you know, that these businesses are facing. And the survey gives us, you know, a clear view on how conditions are changing. And I suppose more importantly, you know, what supports are needed for SMEs to grow. So, you know, when you look at the survey, and as you've mentioned there, some of the headlines, from what we're seeing, as you said, it's clear there's two-thirds, which is, I think the figure was 67%, that, you know, of the people surveyed felt that the budget didn't go far enough in tackling rising costs. I suppose a lot of businesses out there are still dealing with inflation. They're dealing with, you know, higher payroll and energy costs. They're generally, the cost of doing business, you know, there's pressures there. And when, you know, when the budget doesn't deliver meaningful results, you know, that can land quite heavily. And I suppose that sentiment comes across, you know, in the research and in the survey. You know, over half of the SMEs say that, you know, access to finance has actually become harder for them in the last 6 months. And one in three say they simply don't have the cash flow needs to grow or invest. So I suppose, you know, when you put all these pieces together, rising costs, tighter lending conditions and delay in payments, you can see why businesses, you know, feel that the budget didn't address the realities that they're facing on the ground. So, you know, I think it's important that SMEs, I suppose they're not lacking ambition, but, you know, 82% of them still remain optimistic in 2026. And the vast majority of them still plan to invest in their people and their technology. So I suppose, look, overall, for me, the takeaway from this is that while the budget fell short for a lot of SMEs, you know, the appetite is still there to grow. And with the right financial supports and targeted measures, you know, you will see that help businesses navigate, I suppose, in the short term. Yeah, and they can stay focused on some of the opportunities that may arise, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is good to see that optimism is there despite the challenges that they are facing, because as you said there, you know, there was 67% of Munster SMEs expected to increase their prices for customers. And that was kind of as a direct result of Budget 2026. That was among the findings. Were you surprised by that? It seemed like that the Munster businesses were maybe hit that a little bit harder, or felt the hit, I suppose, a little bit more than other areas in the country, David.
Yeah, I think, to answer your question, I think that really shows the level of pressure that they're under, you know. Costs haven't eased, and many businesses feel that the budget simply didn't provide enough support to absorb those increases. So, you know, some are going to pass that cost on, you know, but there are practical ways for SMEs to ease that pressure. You know, SMEs are calling for things like, you know, lower interest rate government-backed loans, you know, potentially simplified tax measures, more energy, you know, saving costs, you know, all of these would help keep prices down. And, you know, a lot of companies now are looking at digital tools and process improvements, you know, that can become, you know, more efficient and help cash flow solutions play a bigger role, you know, in their business. But look, ultimately, you know, SMEs, I think, want to protect their customers. They just need the right tools, I suppose, to support them to make that possible. So look, to answer your question, you know, I suppose we weren't really surprised with the high percentage in that, you know, to answer your question.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned it earlier as well in terms of access to finance, and that companies in Munster as well were finding that a little bit more difficult, I suppose, in the last kind of 6 months, I think, or so it was, you said, to get that access to finance. Is that kind of worrying for them in terms of how they might survive, I suppose, into the future and keep the business afloat?
I suppose, you know, cash flow health is a huge thing in any business. You know, as you said, they're one of the clearest findings in the research is just how strong cash flow can influence the confidence of an Irish SME. Businesses, you know, with stable cash flow, I think the survey said are probably three times more likely to expect growth compared to those who are struggling, you know. And that's a huge gap. I suppose it does show that cash flow isn't just a financial metric. You know, it's also, I suppose, a psychological one too. When money is coming in on time, you know, business owners have the headspace and the confidence, you know, to plan, to invest and to take opportunities. And the pressure is real out there, you know. The survey said over 50% of SMEs say access to finance, has become more difficult. You know, delayed payments can make things worse. You know, 62% are expecting slower invoice payments. Debt's been written off. You know, these setbacks can drain optimism. But look, I think what this tells us is that, you know, improvements in cash flow, you know, is one of the fastest ways to, I suppose, effectively boost the business sentiment and unlock growth. You know, I suppose cash flow really is the foundation of business optimism, I suppose, is what we're, you know, what we're getting from the survey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know something as well, David, that we've heard so much about in the last couple of months, and it's obviously coming into play now at this stage, is the pension auto-enrolment. And I know that was an aspect of the research as well, and it came out in the SME Confidence Tracker report that there were some concerns from businesses about that, and I suppose the costs associated with it as well.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, pension auto-enrolment, it is really, you know, an important step for long-term financial security. But yeah, there's no question. It's added real cost and complexity for SMEs, and the research clearly has shown that. You know, with auto enrollment essentially here, I think it started in January. You know, many businesses out there, I suppose, have braced themselves for higher payroll bills and extra admin. I think from the stats, I think it's about 22% of the SMEs said they were, you know, fully prepared for the auto enrollment, and a huge 88% expressed concerns around the, you know, the increased costs associated with payroll. It's a huge administrative burden for them. So, you know, we're not surprised that came out, you know, in the survey. But I think what's interesting, you know, a lot of the SMEs have said that they plan on coping with these additional costs, and 52% say they'll absorb it, you know. I think with the pensions, the auto enrollment, there's the pension authority out there who have launched their, you know, the auto enrollment scheme. And I think it's called My Future Fund is what you can find on their website. You know, it can help you kind of choose a low cost provider for a pension provider. And, you know, I think that's a good starting point for any business out there that is worried about the auto enrollment. They should really, you know, look at the pensions authority website. But for us, look, the big takeaway is that SMEs aren't, you know, opposed to auto-enrollment. They understand the long-term value, but I think clearer guidance, as I said, and more support like the authority can help them manage that short-term cost and admin burden, you know. Otherwise, as I said, the knock-on effects will be felt in pricing and investment decisions across the sector.
Yeah, it certainly will. And I suppose you touched on that there were also positives in it as well, and that's important to mention too, so that there is 83% of businesses in Munster, SMEs in Munster, they're still optimistic for this year and for the year ahead, despite the challenges that they're facing. And many of them still have a clear ambition, and they want to invest in their companies to grow as well. So that was a huge positive as well, and something that would be welcome, I suppose, to think that, you know, despite the many challenges they're facing, that they still have a clear vision, I suppose, and a clear plan and path for their own businesses with the hope to grow it.
Yeah, you're spot on. Cash flow and business optimism is huge. It's one of the clearest findings in the research. I think I spotted, you know, Munster SMEs, you know, have the highest average investment figure for 2026 at about 367,000, you know, which is double the national figure. And I suppose that research essentially shows that, you know, how ambitious Munster SMEs are heading into 2026. You know, when it's twice the national average. And I think there's a few reasons behind that. You know, Munster would have a large concentration of, I suppose, manufacturing, you know, transport and wholesale firms. These are large Munster companies that they're going to feel, you know, inflationary pressures. And as a result, you know, they are in fact investing, you know, highly into the different areas. You know, inflation is cited as the top challenge for a lot of these SMEs nationally. But look, what's driving investment confidence as well, you know, despite these costs, is, I suppose, is cash flow. Cash flow strength is another key factor. The research has shown that, you know, SMEs with stable cash flow, you know, are 3 times more likely to, you know, to see growth. So Munster businesses, particularly, you know, those exporting and those businesses that are scaling up, you know, and can show stronger day-to-day cash flows, you know, are investing. So, you know, I think it's great for the Munster area.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you mentioned cash flow there, and I know many of our listeners will know as well, obviously, that Bibby Financial Services, you're an independent SME funder. So, you know, you help business, I suppose, with different finance solutions to manage that cash flow and to drive growth as well as other aspects as well. So I suppose as you look ahead to the year, and I suppose based on the findings and what we've been discussing so far, David, would you expect more and more SMEs to be reaching out to you, I suppose, and looking for that kind of support and help, I suppose, with those kind of funds?
Yeah, I think, you know, SMEs are always looking for flexible funding solutions. You know, they're becoming essential. And invoice finance, which is what Bibby Financial Services provide, is one option, you know, that's, I suppose, increasingly becoming recognized, you know, for its ability to unlock cash in unpaid invoices. So, you know, unlike traditional loans, it's a revolving facility. So, yeah, we do expect a lot more SMEs to, you know, contact us in relation to our funding options that we provide.
And if anyone is listening that is considering reaching out, what's the best way to get in touch with you, David?
Our website is probably the best place to start. We do have representatives around Munster, Leinster, Connacht and Northern Ireland. So we're across the country. We deal with independent financial advisors. You know, we have boots on the ground, as they say. So, you know, but the best place probably to start to understand our products is, I suppose, is the website, I would probably say.
Fantastic. And one final question before I let you go. The SME Confidence Tracker Report, is that up on the website as well if people want to have a look at it in a bit more detail?
It is indeed, yeah. You can access all the findings of that on our webpage, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, David, thanks so much for joining me this evening and for talking us through that report. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Great, no problem. Thanks a lot for having us, Amber.